الله يحييك شيخنا، عساك طيب، الله يبارك فيك. الحمد لله. مستعد يا شيخنا فاضل؟ بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وتسليما كثيرا، أما بعد، نرحب بكم جميعا ونرحب بفضيلة الشيخ الأخ الفاضل، شيخنا الفاضل حفظه الله، شيخ محمد بن عبد الوهاب العقيل. نشكر الله سبحانه وتعالى وما نشكره على تلبية دعوته دعوة إخوانه مرة أخرى، وسيتحدث عن موضوع ذي أهمية بالغة. فنسأل الله أن يوفقه فيما يقول وأن ينفع به المتكلم والسامعين. I welcome all of you, and also I welcome our beloved Sheikh, الدكتور محمد بن عبد الوهاب العقيل حفظه الله تعالى. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for conferring upon us the like of these gatherings with our noble scholars. And we thank the Shaykh Hafidhahu Allah ta'ala for once again answering the invitation of his brothers here in the West. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant the Shaykh tawfiq and firmness upon the sunnah, and to increase him in knowledge and to preserve and protect his family members. تفضل فضيلة الشيخ، الله يبارك فيك. أي شيخ؟ أي في ترجمة يا شيخ، نحن نتكلم من أمريكا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى، after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending the salat and the salam upon our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family members and companions, he says, I welcome all of you, my dear brothers and sisters, in this meeting that is about knowledge. We ask Allah to make it a blessed meeting. Thus, I transmit it for you here from Taiba Taiba, which is the city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, as you heard, indeed, this is a very, very important topic that we're going to elaborate on today. That because it deals with the creed and the manhaj, the methodology that is obligatory upon every Muslim male and a female to be upon, because there is no safety whatsoever except by adhering to it. And that is, the topic is the importance of following the manhaj and the creed of the Salaf, and in the same time knowing the false creeds that opposes it. Naam ya Shaykh, hafidhakallah.
ولذلك هم حملة هذا الدين
وكل من سار على منهجهم واكتفى آثارهم فهو منهم. ولذلك قال الله تعالى: والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه.
Our Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he says, As-Salaf al-Salih, they are the companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah chose them to be the companions of His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah chose them to disseminate the revelation after receiving it from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as he taught them the revelation, so that they can convey it to those who come after them. So they are those who carried first this deen. They interpret and explain to us the text of the Qur'an and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. They know the reasons of revelations. And they know the texts that are general meanings and those who have specific meanings. They know that which is restricted and that which is general from the text of the Qur'an and the Sunnah. These are the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, and they are as-salaf al-salih. And likewise, whoever follow their path, follow their manhaj, stick to it, he is one of them. As Allah tells us in Surah At-Tawbah, verse 100, and the foremost of those who adhere to Islam amongst the Muhajirin and the Ansar, and those who follow them with perfection, Allah is pleased with them, and they pleased with Him. And has prepared for them gardens of paradise, which rivers flow beneath. And that is the ultimate success. Naam, Sheikh.
ولقد تحقق من كلامه صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أمور عظيمة، من ذلك قوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: إنه من يعش منكم فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا. صدق الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. إي والله أيها الأحبة، لقد رأينا الخلاف الكثير جدا في أمة النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وهذا من معجزات ومن أعظم دلائل وبراهين في أمته صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. كتابنا واحد، ونبينا واحد، وقبلتنا واحدة، ومع ذلك كفر بعضنا بعضا، واستباح بعضنا دماء بعض وأموالهم وأعراضهم، وما هذا إلا بسبب الخلاف العقدي الذي حذرنا منه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
Our Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he says, a beloved one for the sake of Allah that he loves for the sake of Allah, and we love him and all of our noble scholars for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah said in the Quran in Surah Al-Najm about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he does not speak out of his desires. It's all revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, yes, indeed, from the statements of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that which he says, many great things have occurred as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned about. For instance, in his statement ﷺ, when he says to the companions, indeed, verily, whoever live longer after me from you shall see a lot of differences. He says, indeed, the Prophet ﷺ has spoken the truth when he said that, by Allah. And he says, we see the difference, the great difference amongst the Ummah of Muhammad ﷺ. And this is for his miracles, and shows to his truthfulness, and that he is true prophet from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, subhanallah, We have one book, the Quran. We believe in one Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our qibla that we direct our faces towards in the salah is one. And with all that, you find some Muslims declare others to be disbelievers. Some Muslims shed the blood of others and consider it lawful, and their wealth and their honors, wal'iyadu billah. Why? Because of differences in creed. Because of different in the creed in which the Prophet ﷺ has warned us against. تفضل يا شيخنا بارك الله فيكم. Sheikh says, and from the statement of the Prophet ﷺ as well, he informed us that this ummah of the Muslims was split onto 73 sects. And then the Prophet ﷺ shows the imminent danger that lead those who split in their religion to, when he said to us, all of them in the hellfire except one. He said, now we have to pay attention to the statement of the Prophet. He said, all of these 73 sects are in the hellfire except for one. The companions of Radwanullahi alayhim, they says, which one? That saved one. He said, so that we want to be from it, amongst them, so that we can be saved from the punishment, and we be from those who are happy and joyful in this life and in the hereafter. Prophet, he tells them, they are those who are upon that which he is upon his companions. In another narration, he said they are the jama'ah, the body who are upon the truth. Na'am, Sheikh.
يجب على من ادعى ذلك واراده ان يحقق هذه العلامات وهذه السمات، لانها تتميز بها حفظكم الله تعالى ورعاكم عن اهل البدع، عن بقيه الفرق الضاله الشقيه في الدنيا والاخره. فما هي ايها الاحبه هذه العلامات التي نتميز بها هذه الفرقة الناجية والطائفة المنصورة أهل السنة والجماعة؟
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى says this group, he means the saved group that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in this hadith, said may Allah preserve all of you, has characteristics and has signs. These characteristics and signs is obligatory upon everyone who claimed to be amongst them to fulfill these signs and these characteristics. Because this saved group, as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, it differs from the rest of the people of innovation and the rest of the wicked and deviated groups who are having the life of misery in this life and the misery in the hereafter, wa'iyadu billah. The Shaykh says, so therefore, what is these signs and these characteristics that distinguish the firqa al-najiyah, the saved sect, The aided group, Ahlul Sunnah wa Al-Jama'ah. Naam, ya Sheikh.
علامات الفرقة النادرة والطائفة المنصورة تعظيم كتاب الله عز وجل وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قراءة وتدبرا واستنباطا وفهما. وفي هذا يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: من يرد الله به خيرا
The Sheikh says the first of these characteristics that distinguish this group, As-Salaf As-Salih, the saved sects, the aided and protected group, that they held the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallam with great respect. And they give much importance to the Book of Allah, to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallam in their lives by reading them constantly and contemplating, pondering, trying to understand the true meanings. And in this regard, the Messenger, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, however that Allah wants good for them, Allah will give them the correct understanding in the religion. As this hadith is agreed upon with Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim. Naam. Naam, Shaykh, habibak Allah.
وَلِذَلِكَ عَزَلَكُمُ اللَّهُ تَعَلَى وَعَلَكُمْ نَجِدُ أَنَّ هَمَّ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ هَمَّ سَلَدِ الصَّالِحِ تَدَبُّرُ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ. لماذا؟ لأنهم يعتقدون جازمين أن لا نجاة إلا بالعمل بكتاب الله عز وجل، كما قال تعالى: أفلا يتدبرون القرآن ولو كان من عند غير الله لوجدوا فيه كثيرا. وقال تعالى: إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي أقوم.
The Shaykh Habib Ta'ala, he says, for this reason you find them, and the Shaykh continue to say, may Allah preserve you, you will find that the greatest concern, the most important things in their life, the life of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, which they are a Salaf al-Salih, is to contemplate and reflect and ponder, so that they understand the Book of Allah, and to act upon it. That's their main concern, to understand clearly the meanings of the Book of Allah and to put it to application. Why? Because they believe with no doubt whatsoever, they believe with certainty that there is no safety except through acting upon the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah says in the Quran, why do not they ponder upon the Quran? If he was from other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will certainly find within it many differences. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed this Quran guides to the most upright way and path. Naam, Shaykh, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
أنه دل إلى أفضل العبادات وأحسنها،
أنه جل إلى أحسن وحده أفضلها فكتاب الله كامل ومن أراد الكمال فعليه بتدبر كتاب الله عز وجل وسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فإنه سيكمل في الدنيا والآخرة إن شاء الله تعالى.
In the Sharh al-Ta'ala he says, Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, they believe, once again the Shaykh said, may Allah preserve you all, that good, all good, resides in following the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, if anyone wants the good of this life, he will find it in the Book of Allah and follow in the Book of Allah. And if someone wants the good of the hereafter, he will find it in the Book of Allah as well. And if someone wants both, the good in this life and the good in the hereafter, still, there's no other way to find it except through the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, we have not neglected anything in this book. Nothing is neglected in this book. So therefore He says, the people of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they believe with certainty that the Qur'an lead you to the best and the complete way of belief and creed. Likewise, the Quran lead you to the best way of performing acts of worship and the most perfect way. Likewise, the Quran lead you to the best and most perfect ways of mu'amalat, the way you deal with others and the like. Likewise, the same thing is applicable if you want to adorn yourself with the best manners of Islam. He says the Book of Allah is complete and perfect. And if someone is looking for completion in his life and in his after, then he can look nowhere except in the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naam ya Shaykh, barakallahu fik.
سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فإن من تعظيم النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ومن محبته الواجبة تعظيم سنته وتعظيم كلامه وتعظيم كل وكل ما أجرى عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم من قول أو فعل أو تقرير وصف ولذلك يقول الله تعالى وأنزلنا إليك الذكر لتبين للناس ما نرسل إليهم ويقول صلى الله عليه وسلم أما إني أريد القرآن ومثله معه.
Our beloved Shaykh al-Ta'ala, he said likewise. Once again, he kept making dua for us. May Allah preserve you. May Allah preserve him too. Ameen. Says likewise. Same thing we mentioned upon the Book of Allah as applies on the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is, when a person respects and venerates the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and likewise it is considered from loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is obligatory, is to hold in with respect his Sunnah, his statements, and anything that reach us from him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether his statements or his actions, his approvals, or even those texts that describe to us the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, addressing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, indeed we have revealed to you the dhikr, this Quran, so that you make clear to the people that which it was revealed to them. And for this reason also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, indeed I was given the Quran and the like of it with it. Naam ya Shaykh, habidak Allah.
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تركت فيكم فإن تمسكتم بهما لن تضلوا بعد أبدا كتاب الله وسنتي. ويقول ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما تكفل الله أو الآخرة. أخذ هذا من قوله تعالى: ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا. وقبل قوله ومن اتبع هداي فلا يضل ولا يشقى. ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
The Shaykh Habra Ta'ala continues saying, and what we're saying here, may Allah preserve you once again to make dua, is considered, meaning holding to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah in a way that the Shaykh has explained, is considered from the great means that brings happiness and joy, that brought actually, because the Shaykh has talking about the Salaf al-Salih, that brought joy and happiness and righteousness to the Salaf al-Salih rahimahumullah. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have left with you that which, if you hold on firm to both of them, you will never go astray and be misguided after me. The Book of Allah and my Sunnah. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed for the one who reads the Quran and acts upon it that he will never go astray. And he will never experience any hardship in this life nor in the hereafter. The Shaykh said that Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma taken this statement from the ayat in Surah Taha, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever follows my guidance will never go astray and will never experience any hardship, and whoever turns away from my remembrance, for such a person is a life of hardship, and in the hereafter he will be raised up blind. Shaykh Abu Ta'ala, he continued by saying, and still saying, may Allah preserve you all. He says, all of the other sects, the Muslim sects, they have the same claim. The claim of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. They say, we follow the Book and the Sunnah too. Not just the Al-Fiqah, Al-Najiyah, or Ahlul Sunnah. We follow the Book and the Sunnah too. So what is the difference between the claim of these groups and that which As-Salaf As-Salih are upon? He says, we say, their claim has to be proved. They have to prove it through Adillah, through proof. They have to present proof to their claims. He says, and as for the Salaf, when they say they are Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, said, we look in their books. And we find that their books is filled, subhanAllah, with nothing but قال الله قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, ayats and ahadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. For this reason they were called and given the name of Ahlul Sunnah, Ahlul Hadith, Ahlul Adhar. Why? Because they follow the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. They follow the narrations of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. In their books, many are the books of As-Salaf, where they give great importance to the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ by studying the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, and they do not pass beyond it. They don't put any statement of anyone before the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, before the narrations. And many of them, they say, if the hadith is sound, there is my madhab. That's what I am upon, and that's why I am following. Naam ya Shaykh. Hafizakum Allah.
ولذلك يقول أهل السنة والجماعة لا بد للمسلم أن يعمل بظاهر الكتاب والسنة ولا يخالف هذا الظاهر ولا يؤول هذا الظاهر ولا يخالف هذا الظاهر بل يجب عليه أن يعمل بظاهر الكتاب والسنة بخلاف بقية الفرق الإسلامية فإن منها من ادعى أن القرآن مخلوق فلا قيمة فيمكن لكل مخلوق أن يعرض الله بكلام ودام القرآن مخلوق فأنا أعارضه بعقلي لأن عقلي مخلوق والقرآن مخلوق فما الفرق بينهما ومنهم من قال القرآن وإن كان قطعي الثبوت إلا مظنية تماما فلا معنى ظاهر بل لا بد ان نؤول اربع بلاد تعرفون وهكذا انا اقول
بسم الله الشيخ تعالى he says you will find may Allah preserve you that Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah they say it is incumbent upon the Muslim to act upon the apparent meanings of the text in the Quran and the Sunnah and don't go against that and to bring false interpretation to that nor rejecting that which it is apparent from the ayats of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallam, but rather it is obligatory upon a person to act upon that and this is in a now you find the rest groups who oppose Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah they oppose this principle here and they from them who claim that the Quran is created and so therefore it doesn't have much importance and value as long as they believe that the Quran is created so they say they can oppose it through their intellect and what is their argument the Shaykh says they says look the Quran is created and that person brain is created so what is the difference between the two wal-iyadu billah and from them also they say that look when you look at the ayahs and the ahadith you know you don't just like follow this way that the shaykh mentioned the way of the salaf act upon the apparent meanings of those ayahs but rather he says now we have to go beyond them and give an attribute or ascribe meanings and interpretations of those narrations or those texts وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ نعم يا شيخ عبدك الله
ولذلك حفظكم الله تعالى إذا قلنا ما أول سبب هو تتراقها أول سبب هو فأس موقفنا الكتاب والسنة أن نعمل بالكتاب والسنة قبل لا نعمل بهما ولماذا لا نعمل هناك أعذار شيطانية كثيرة ولو أردنا نقلكم بعضا من بعض كلام المخالفين لأهل السنة والجماعة وبعض أعذار في ترك العمل بالكتاب والسنة لجامت رؤوسكم ولقلتم سبحان الله كيف يكون هذا مسلم أتصدقون أن بعض المتكلمين يقول إن العمل بالكتاب والسنة والأخذ بظاهرها من غير عرض على أمي أول سنة يقول سنة من أسلاف الكفر يقول نعوذ بالله من ذلك إذا نحن اختلفنا لأن القرآن لا يعمل الكتاب والسنة لا يعمل بالكتاب
The Shaykh of Ta'ala he says may Allah preserve you find for these reasons The first mean that lead to the splitting of this ummah, or the greatest reason that distinguish this the Salaf from the rest of the deviant groups, is understood if you know the answers to these questions. The Shaykh says, what is our position and stand from the book and the Sunnah, the book of Allah and the Sunnah? Do we act upon both of them or not? And also, those who act upon the book and the Sunnah, why are you acting upon the book and the Sunnah? He says, we're saying these questions because some of those deviant groups, they bring some satanic excuses. Excuses for them not to act upon the book and the Sunnah the way of the Salaf. These excuses come only from the shaitan. The Shaykh, he says, and there are many of them. He says, if I were to bring to you some of those statements of the opponents of the way of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah and their futile excuses, he says, your hair will grow grey. And you will know that, and you will say, subhanAllah, how could a Muslim say such thing? How could a Muslim really say such thing? He says, from that, look at the mutakallimeen, what they say. They say, acting upon the book and the Sunnah, upon the apparent meanings, because it's the way of the Sunnah and Jama'ah, without changing the meanings, this is the first reason that lead to kufr and disbelief. Shaykh says, we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that. The Shaykh says, yes, we're different than them. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Salaf al-Salih, we're different than those deviant groups. Why? Because Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they respect the book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They act upon them. But actually they consider it as an obligatory, an obligation to act upon both of them, the text of the Quran and the text of the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not in some, but in everything. The affairs of the creed, the ibadat, actions of worship, and the like. And that we should turn our affairs to them, to the Quran and to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, As-Salaf al-Salih, they believe that there is no safety whatsoever in this life and the hereafter, except by adhering to both the text of the Qur'an and the Sunnah. Shaykh says, and Allah knows best. Na'am, Shaykh, hafidhak Allah.
الجواب أن على طالب العلم وعلى المسلم أن يجمع النصوص في المسألة الواحدة ثم ينظر إليها، ولذلك لا بد أن يوافق على الظاهر جميع نصوص الكتاب والسنة في المسألة الواحدة، لا بد أن يوافق كذلك على الظاهر ما جاء على أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، لا بد أن يوافق على الظاهر اللغة العربية التي نزل بها الكتاب والسنة، لا بد كذلك أن يوافق على الظاهر الأدلة العقلية والأدلة الحسية من القرآن، لا يعارض أبدا.
الشيخ رحمه تعالى، as you heard him, Hafidahullah, and continue to say, may Allah preserve you, he mentioned this al-zahir, which is what translated as the apparent meaning, for a better like term of translation. And alhamdulillah, the Shaykh explained what he meant with that. When the Salaf, they say, we follow al-zahir al-kitab al-sunnah. Like I told you, for a better term of translation, we translate as the apparent meaning. Now alhamdulillah, the Shaykh explained what does it mean. What is that that is obligatory upon the Muslims to follow? He says the answer is this, that the students of knowledge and the Muslim in general, they should gather all of the texts of the Quran and the Sunnah pertaining to one affair, one issue. If there is a matter, they bring all of the ayats and the ahadith pertaining to that one matter. And the apparent meanings will have a harmony together. They don't go against each other. And likewise, he has a harmony with that which the companions were upon. And he go in harmony with the Arabic language, that the Quran is revealed in this tongue, in the Arabic, and likewise the Sunnah. Likewise, it is in harmony with the proof, the intellectual proofs. The Shaykh, he says, because the Quran never contradicts the intellectual. Because the Quran is revealed so that the people can understand it. Naam ya Shaykh, hafidhakallah. الوقت طيب معنا الله يبارك فيكم جزاك الله خير الله احنا باقي لنا حوالي ساعة وشوية ولكن الأمر يرجع إليكم يا شيخ الله يبارك فيك الله يجزاك خير ما لا بأس إن شاء الله الله يمتعكم بالصحة والعافية So the Shaykh of Ta'ala, he says, for this reason, first the Shaykh, he says something in the beginning, he says, how much time you have? He says, Shaykh, we still have an hour or so. He says, okay, well, I'm going to keep talking until I get tired. He says, MashaAllah. I ask Allah to give you more energy, Shaykh. So he says, for this reason, you find that the Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they are the happiest people in believing in Allah and in His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because they venerate Allah and respect the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They love Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the true love. That's why you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, say to them, if you truly love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you and forgive you your sins. And he says, for these reasons, you find that the Sunnah al-Jama'ah in Yawm al-Qiyamah, because they have fulfilled what Allah has commanded them in a way that Allah has revealed to His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they find them from all of the people, they have the greatest hope for the mercy of Allah. They're the ones that are hoping, the greatest hope for the mercy of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, pertaining to his hawd, translated English to the pool, when the believers and the Muslims, they will drink from it, but certain people, they will be chased away, not allowed to drink from it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, "This is my ummah, they are my ummah." And he will be said to him, "You do not know what they have invented after you." The Shaykh Abdul Ali says the meaning of this hadith is that those who will drink from the hawd, and may Allah make us from the Ameen, of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are those who follow his sunnah. As for the people of innovation, they will not drink from it. And the Shaykh mentioned a line of poetry And the meaning of it goes with what the Shaykh is saying. And he said that some of the Salaf, they say, if you come on Yawm Al-Qiyamah and you are from those that Allah is pleased with, allow His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to intercede on your behalf, who are you afraid of then? There's no one. There's nothing you can be afraid of. He says, but if a person, wal-iyadu billah, on the other hand, came on Yawm Al-Qiyamah while Allah is displeased with that person, that person did not benefit from the intercession of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so who are you going to turn to now? Who are you going to turn to besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now,
نصوص الكتاب والسنة، وهذه العلامة تميز بها سوى الجماعة دون سائر الفرق، لأن أهل السنة والجماعة إذا أرادوا فهم الكتاب والسنة نظروا إلى شهود الدين، إلى علماء الأمة، إلى أحبابها، إلى من نقل إلينا هذا الوحي من النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم مباشرة. فقال أصحاب النبي عن هذه الأسئلة، كيف فعل أصحاب النبي هذا الحديث؟ كيف جمعوا بين أصحابه النصوص؟ كيف عملوا؟ فعملوا كما عملوا وفهموا كما فهموا، ووقفوا عند الذي وقفوا عند، ما تجاوزوا كلامه ولا فاقوا قدا. لأن ما نعتقد وما أعلم منا وأفهم لكتاب الله عز وجل منا. وإذا قال تعالى وأي شاقق الرسول من بعد تبين له الهدى نوله ما سوى يتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى ونصره جهنم وساءت مصيرا. ولذلك قال الإمام الشافعي رحمه الله تعالى أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أعرف منا بكتاب الله عز وجل وبسنة نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم، وفهمهم أفضل لنا من فهمنا.
The Shaykh Habrat Ali says the second this characteristic that distinguished the Minhaj al-Salafi, that the Salaf, they respect the understanding of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They adhere and follow the understanding of the companions of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the text of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said this point here and this sign distinguish Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah from the rest of deviant groups. Because the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, if they want to have the correct understanding of the Book and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, they look back to that which was understood by the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, the best of this Ummah, the scholars of this Ummah, those who transmitted to us the revelation that the Prophet ﷺ received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because then they took the knowledge directly from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why you find the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, As-Salaf al-Salih, when they have an ayah or a hadith, they say what the companions of the Prophet ﷺ said about this ayah, how the companions of the Prophet ﷺ understood this hadith, how the companions of the Prophet ﷺ combined between these texts together. So you find the Salaf, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, those who adhere to the Manhaj al-Salafi, their actions agree to the actions of the companions. They always look at the actions of the companions. They follow the understanding of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ. And they stop in any matter that the companion didn't deal with it. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they don't deal with it. They do not go beyond that which the companions of Allah alayhim they were upon. Why, he says? The Shaykh says, because Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, those who adhere to Minhaj al-Salafi, they know with certainty that, and they say, because them, meaning the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have more knowledge than us. They have more taqwa than us. They understood the book and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam better than us. And he mentioned the ayah in Surah An-Nisa, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and whoever opposed the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after guidance has been made clear for him, and choose to follow other than the way of the believers, which is the companions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we shall lead him to that path that he has followed and chosen for himself, and we shall cast him in a hellfire, and what a terrifying place to be. What a terrible place to be. The Shaykh said, for this reason, Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the ones that have more knowledge of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And their understanding, meaning the understanding of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, their understanding to this text of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger ﷺ is better than our understanding to this text. Naam ya Shaykh, sallallahu alayk. The Shaykh al-Ta'ala said, my dear beloved ones, you will find for these reasons the Salaf al-Salih, they give great importance to the statements and the understanding of the Sahaba, the companions of Radwanullahi alayhim. And that's why they gather all of the statements of As-Salaf al-Salih, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in their books, books that are called books of Sunnah. They gather all these statements and athars. Because in their statements, you'll find the tafsir of the text of the Quran, and their explanation to the text of the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now the Salaf al-Salih, not only that they gather this, but also they apply it in themselves, in their lives. They apply it in a time of ease and time of difficulty and hardship, whether they are home or whether they are traveling. So therefore these are the true followers of As-Salaf al-Salih, those who understand the text through their understanding, and they follow their way, Ridwanullahi alayhim. Naam ya Shaykh, sallallahu alayk.
صلى الله عليه وسلم قال والله احب الله ورسوله وابا بكر وعمر بن عبد العزيز لفظ بمثل هذه الكلمه قال والله احب الله ورسوله وابا بكر وعمر بن عبد العزيز لفظ بمثل هذه الكلمه قال والله احب الله
ورسولا وأبارك وأرجو أن يكون معهم في الجنة.
Shaykh Ahmad Ali says, for this reason you find that the Sahaba, even the Sahaba themselves, Ridwanullahi alayhim, they know the virtue and the great makana and position of those companions who are before them. He says, Anas radiallahu anhu mentioned that a man came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, O Messenger of Allah, indeed I love you. And has it not been for the fact that I see you every morning, I may die if I don't see you. And then this companion began to weep and cry. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked him, why are you crying? He says, because I know that one day you're going to die, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we're not going to see you. And then, I don't know if I'm going to be with you in the Jannah or not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayat in Surah An-Nisa, when he mentioned those who love Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and their righteousness and their uprightness upon the deen, says such they will be amongst the prophets, the truthful, the martyrs, and the righteous in the Jannah. And also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to that man, a person will be in the Jannah with those whom he loved. Anas radiallahu anhu says, we never get happy after Allah guide us on Islam with anything than this statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he gave to this man. A person will be in the Jannah with those whom he loves. And then Anas says, I verily love Allah, His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I love Abu Bakr and Umar. Says, look how he put Abu Bakr and Umar after he bear witness and says, verily I love Allah. This is Anas. And I love the Messenger of Allah, and he put Abu Bakr and Umar. SubhanAllah. And then he says, because look, they are companions. But they know the virtue. Even a companion knows the virtue of a companion. They're before him. And then Anas says, I hope that Allah will gather me with them in the Jannah, even though I'm not doing their actions. But may Allah gather me with them in the Jannah because of my love that I have for them. Allahu Akbar. The Shaykh says, likewise, we follow the way of the Salaf. And we know ourselves, we don't do the actions of this noble people, but we say, as Anas says, radiallahu anhu, we love Allah, we love the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We love Abu Bakr, and we love Umar, and we love the rest of the companions of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us with them in the Jannah because of this love that we have for Allah, for His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for the companions, for Abu Bakr and Umar and the companions, because we know that our actions and not like theirs. Naam ya Shaykh, Hassan Allahu ilayki. Shahar Ali says, now, briefly, in brief, we bring to you what is the stance and the position of the deviant groups, the peoples of desires, from the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. from these noble companions that Allah has praised in His book, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised in His Sunnah. It is, for example, Al-Batiniyya, a very wicked group. Al-Batiniyya, they deem that all the companions of Prophet are disbelievers. Al-Rafida, Shia, quote unquote. Likewise, they consider most of the companions disbelievers, except for a few, and that they will dwell in the hellfire. Is Al-Rafida. Al-Sufiyya, they do not recognize the statements of the companions, the understanding of the companions. They do not ascribe themselves to the Salaf al-Salih, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, but rather they ascribe themselves to their followers, to their founders. That's why this guy says he's Tijani, Sufi, because of this person Tijani, Rifa'i, because of this person Rifa'i, and the like. The Mu'tazila wal-Iyadu Billah, they abuse the companions as well, and they say they fussaq wal-Iyadu Billah. They fall into many evil and major sins and the like. The mutakallimun, those who deal with the kalam, the rhetoric and the like, they give precedence to their intellect over the text, wal-iyadu billah. So who left for really with truth that follow the salaf and follow the sahaba is those who hold on firm to their way. As-salafu, as-salih. The shaykh says, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us to be with them and allow us to be with them and with the companions in the Jannah. Ameen. Naam, ya Shaykh. Shaykh Hafidhahu Ta'ala, Jazakallahu Khairan, says, in summary to what we say now, he has given us conclusion and summary to what he was talking about. He says, it is incumbent upon the Muslim to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guiding him to Islam. Thank Allah for guiding you to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then say, oh Allah, likewise you have guided me to this, to Islam and the Sunnah, without any power from myself. I ask you, O Allah, to keep me firm upon the book and upon the Sunnah, and to cause me to die while you are pleased with me, O Allah. So the Shaykh he said, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make your belief and keep you firm upon it. That belief of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you be upon the religion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you be upon that which the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were upon. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all success. Jazakallahu khairan fadilatul shaykh wa ahsanallahu alaykum wa barakallahu fikum. Sallaha an yaddakhir lakum hadha fi mizani hasanatikum khalisan lakum yawman alqallaha subhanahu wa ta'ala. ونرجو أن لا يكون هذا آخر العهد بكم، ونحن في حاجة إلى مثل هذه المحاضرات الطيبة التي تحيي القلوب. أسأل الله أن تجد منا آذانا ساغية وقلوبا واعية، وأن ينفعنا بها. بارك الله فيكم فضيلة الشيخ، وجزاكم الله خيرا، وأحسن الله إليكم وحفظكم وأهلكم والبنين والذرية، وثبتنا الله وإياكم على الحق. أمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.